Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. How are you out there, wherever you're listening, whatever time zone it is, and whatever day it might be? Welcome.
Yes, time and space.
Elusive at best.
Exactly. Whatever time or space you've made it up to be.
Yeah. So whatever reality you're in.
And speaking of made-up realities, we have a great show for you today, and it's all about weather and consciousness.
Yeah, what is the weather of your consciousness and whether exactly. You have consciousness?
Whether the weather is something and whether the weather is something else, yes.
Right.
So we're talking about this time of year, and it's March as we record this, and the northeast of the United States has been having just like never-ending winter. Like the White Queen has taken over Narnia there, and they're being slammed mm-hmm. with like never-ending snow. Like they've had like Boston's had like 120 inches of snow in the last 3 weeks. It's kind of insane. On the other hand, you're in Portland, I'm in Tacoma near Seattle, and we've got cherry trees, and we've got crocuses, and it's like we're having spring,
an early spring. We're on the west coast of the United States, for you, those of you out there somewhere other than the U.S. for orientation, and right. Boston and New York is the east coast of the United States. Right. So wherever you are, who knows if your weather is following traditional patterns or if you're at a variance with the rhythm of the habituated seasonal response that you get. We're saying we're having an early spring. We don't want to say that too loudly because our listeners and friends right. on the East Coast
are like,
yeah, right, who are looking at the glare of white and maybe not feeling so externally stimulated where we're getting a lot. We have a lot of color on the ground and crisp blue skies, etc. So we became aware that we do have a lot of friends and listeners that are dealing with seasonal depression, perhaps, just maybe not feeling that great because their rhythms have changed in how they experience life. And we want to look at that.
And, you know, when I first moved to Seattle back in 1981, it would start mm-hmm. raining mm. right after Labor Day, and it mm-hmm. would continue raining until the 5th of July. I mean, that was what it was like. It was like yeah. solid, nonstop rain. And so seasonal affective disorder is very prevalent in this, you know, and so normally we are socked in under the cloud cover, and we're not having that right now. We had 60 degree weather a month ago, which was mm-hmm. unheard of. So mm-hmm. that's the illusion of weather. And you're correct. It's like, you know, our friends in Australia and New Zealand right now are going into their fall. They've just had summer. And depending on what, you know, part of those islands you're on, you know, you're having, you know, more obvious weather than others because there's tropical parts there as well. So it's an interesting creation. And when I was back east for a couple years, we had really mild winters. You know, mm-hmm. it's like an unbelievable sunshine, just amazing compared to Seattle, unbelievable sunshine. We also, you know, had an earthquake and we had a derecho and a few other weather, you know, not weather, but, you know, we had some things happen mm-hmm. that was unusual. Mm-hmm. But in terms of winter time, you know, it was pretty phenomenal, and that's the opposite. So, and we're talking about how our bodies react to that, and, you know, and how, you know, some of you are going stir crazy, you know. So what do we do about that?
So that's what we're going to explore when we come back from the break. And that'll be in a few minutes. Right now, we just want to update you on what's current on our website and things you can participate in. I have my new website up, janetandbeyond.com. And I write weekly about what's going on in the world and in group and in consciousness from our perspective here where I am in the world. And you can join in if you subscribe on the website. I'll send you a free 10 top tips for enjoying life, including and not limited to the following 28. So I give you plenty of ways to explore and enjoy life and to consider. And they're shoved all onto this nice little piece of paper that you can print out on your computer and post on the wall and put it in your cubicle and check off when you've been doing all those things every way. And what do you got going, Joan?
Yeah, I just want to comment that Janet is very generous. So why give 10 when you can give 28?
Wait, exactly.
But wait, there's always more. So, a couple things is this month I am giving a special where if you book a session with me, if you book like a 30-minute session with me, whether or not it's a coaching session, it's an intuitive reading, or it's an energy session, I will give you one of my books for free. I've got a couple of paperbacks that they're also available on Kindle, but the things I'm giving away are paperbacks. You can get my erotic novel, Tapestry of Time, and then
good thing to read on a bad winter day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it'll keep you warm.
Yeah.
And then also there's Mystic Musings, which is a compilation of about 4 years of essays of my blog that I've been going for like 12 years. So they contain a lot of things like we talk about in this show, and it also contains tools and tips and techniques for transforming your reality as well. So that's what's going on my website, which is joan-newcomb.com, joan-newcomb.com. And I want to remind folks that you can also join us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join the group and join the fun. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet and get all our most up-to-date information that way.
And let's enjoy life, right? Everybody, this weather is a great topic because it's external influences affecting the internal. And so we're looking to see a lot of people out there do weather magic. And that's where their internal is affecting their external. So there's lots of different ways to communicate and connect with our environments and how we feel about it and are relating to it. So when we come back, we'll be talking about that. And what if you have your own awareness of how you are reacting to light. This is something that we can explore. If you react to environmental influences like the wind or, you know, and a wind is an interesting thing because you can't see it. You can just feel it. So people
right.
go, well, is that real? And you go, well, you feel it, but you can't see it. So I love to use wind as an example for people who go, I don't see it. It's like, it doesn't matter. You can feel it.
You know, I totally understand. I've had this amazing experience of wind recently, too. But then we had a whole head of Napa cabbage last night for dinner. And I'm like, my gosh, what was that?
That
it's
was the internal windy wind.
And it is like inner Chicago here. It's the inner city. So right. One last thing I wanted to jump out is that if you guys have any ideas for topics you'd like us to talk about, anything you're curious about from a greater perspective of consciousness, email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet, and we'll respond to your questions and suggestions on the air. So that's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And we've got to take a commercial break, but stay tuned because we're going to talk about weather and consciousness from a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we're talking about weather and consciousness.
We're talking about lots of things. A lot of people might say they get depressed depending on the weather. And we want to acknowledge that and also challenge that over the next few minutes about how we experience our environments and it affects us internally. And that if you're coming from a place of within heart-centered consciousness, you're better able to navigate those ups and downs and getting into the rhythm of what is happening around you. And we were talking earlier, Joan and I were, about how I think sometimes we get challenged in our habitual responses, and that creates almost a depression-like experience for people that can't get out in the way that usually they express themselves, and that creates some turbulence in a person, and the morphic field energy of depression, and can you feel good when other people around you don't feel good? So we're going to look at all of that.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I have to say this, and then I won't say it later on, but it's this little ditty going through my head, and it's something like, whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot, well, whether the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said that, because I'd hate that going on in my head all the time.
Right. Now I feel so much better. So we can talk about, I'll erase it from lower down on the
screen. Okay, can you say it again? Say it again, because yes. I think that's really, where is that ditty from?
Oh, gosh. Ancient.
One of your British things?
It might be. It's something ancient in my childhood. I'll Google it during the next commercial break. But
yeah,
whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot, well, whether the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not.
Isn't that, that's beautiful. That so expresses how to be in heart-centered space about it. Oh, I love that. I love that. So as we drop in, and we'll go do that now, just notice how you are in your seasonal. Do you feel the seasonal effects? Do you have a reaction to light in your life? And a response that maybe is not making you feel as good as you like. And so wherever you are and whatever you're doing, let's take a few moments here. And whether you're sitting in the sunshine, basking at the beach, or whether you're under snugly warm covers and watching the chill factor drop, just take a moment here. Put all that aside and picture the diving board in the back of your head, behind your eyes, and just do this wonderful layback and just descend. Feels so nice, doesn't it? All right. And just let go of all those things and drop into whatever you perceive heart space to be for you. You can use your heart as a locator. And just your willingness to let go. And I have to mention that someone sent us an email and said they didn't want to receive... Oh, they love the weekly emails I wrote, but she had a real hard time listening to the show because it was too calm. she didn't know what to do with the calm. So that's really what we're looking for you to feel. So drop in. You might experience it as calm. Notice the emotional terrain and welcome it. It'll tell you what's up in your world and just observe it. And then just keep going. Just going into the core, the center of all. Mars, unified consciousness, and we're all one. We're just bits and pieces. And potential is this everything in between the space. So there is no emptiness. There is so much. But we just allow it all to rest. So, what do we notice about the weather, Joan?
Well, I notice that it's our bodies that react to the weather. And,
okay.
You know, it's our bodies exist in this physical reality, and so they take the weather very seriously.
We're talking circadian rhythm kind of thing, or?
Well, you know what I was thinking is you told me this story about when you moved to Portland from Southern mm-hmm. California. Mm-hmm. And so how you changed your perspective to the weather. What was
yeah.
that?
Well, Southern California has a lot of sunshine, and it doesn't have a lot of, well, you know, the contrast of being here in the Northwest is that we have a lot of clouds. We have a lot of rain here. But we don't have so much overcast days like, for instance, that Seattle has, the Potomac area has. We have more rain. So what you have is a lot of barometric pressure changes. And, you know, you used to run around in just a scarf and a sweater, light sweater in San Diego. When I moved up here, it was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, the first 2 weeks we were here, it snowed. We got snowed in our little my husband, who said it never snowed in Portland, you know, maybe last day. We got stuck in our duplex, and the trees were bent to the ground in ice. It was an ice storm. And I'm cooking over fondue pot, right, you know, and then we had to have the windows open because you didn't want to have the flames and stuff. And so that was my introduction to Portland, and I went, oh, no, I've made this huge mistake, you know, and I didn't know how to layer clothing. And, you know, I will confess, I'm basically a nudist at heart. So to put layers and layers and layers on and, you know, whatever that was about. And it took me a good couple of years. I was dealing with illness at the time, and I was dealing with things that were really physically challenging for me. And at some point in all of that, I was doing some work, and I realized I couldn't let the outside affect me. And I just kind of went into this place and space of where, you know what, I could feel good no matter what it was like outside, because this is where I was choosing to live, and I had to make some kind of peace with it. And I did. And that really, that change in attitude said, oh, okay, look at that. There's clouds, there's rain. And there would be several days of rain, and I was still okay. So since that time, I understand the power of the environment and what it is and how important it is to feel okay inside when maybe externally it's not as delightful as I might want it.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. When I moved here in 1981, it would start raining, you know, at Labor Day, so the beginning, first weekend in September, and then it would rain until the 5th of July, the day after fireworks. And that was pretty consistent until, you know, the last 10 years or so. And man, that was so different than coming from back east and coming from places where there were very distinct seasons, you know, whereas this is, you know, you've got rainy season and then you have August. And it's changed now, you know, and I hate to say thank God for global warming. That might be why it's changed me so happy. But it's what you're telling me is what you did was you changed. It's like you changed your attitude towards mm-hmm. it. You made it something to be curious about and something to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, constant sunshine is not necessarily a good thing either. It's something you get used
Speak
to. But
for yourself.
Well, what it made me appreciate were trees
right,
and filtered
right.
light. Because you can be blinded by all light, right? And so filtered, I'm a tree person. And so I appreciate the filtering that takes place there and why shade is precious and balancing all that. So what are we noticing for our listeners out there? Just check in and see how okay you are with where you find yourself living. Some of you may not live someplace you want to live, but you've moved there due to job or family or accident. I have no idea why you live where you live. I wonder if you know why you live where you live.
or why they remain there. They may have, you know, that's where there. They went to college. Right. They went something, circumstances have kept them there longer, or their circumstances keeping them. Yeah.
Right. It's okay that you live there and you're not here, because I don't need this place to be full of people either. That's one thing we do have as a kind of a consciousness in the state of Oregon is come visit, but don't stay. I mean, that was a big deal years ago that the governor set that up. So come visit, but go away. And people who would come here when I was in the film industry, it would always be usually lovely, or it'd be pouring rain. And, you know, the season of the pouring rain, which is usually March, April, May, it can rain pretty good around here. April showers bring May flowers. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, it's like this all the time. We tell film crews all the time, like this all the time. And then when it was nice in December or something, and we'd go, no, this is really rare. It doesn't happen that often. Just, you know, come and stay and go. You know? So there's lots of different ways to experience this. But it's all about feeling good. So if we start from that place, so just check in and notice if you feel good about where you live. If you enjoy it. One thing that's getting off so much, we were talking about how people aren't so connected to Earth so much and are out of rhythm. And I was thinking that was the influence of travel, that people travel a great deal. They are in lots of time zones, then there's confusion in the body, that circadian rhythm pattern gets off. I find that a lot of time with clients who don't feel in sync with stuff, and I check in and they've either traveled a lot or they did a travel someplace and they haven't really gotten out of that relationship with time and the body, you know, and we do some work on it and they feel a lot better. So there might be a lot of people in this day and age.
Well, people feel disconnected from their own rhythms. They feel disconnected from the planet. But I'm suspecting that, you know, people who are in Boston right now are feeling pretty disconnected from sunshine. And so what we want to encourage them is how to have their own internal sunshine of the spotless mind.
Oh, good. Give us some tips, Joan.
Okay, so I have a couple things about that. I think that movie is not a good reference. But
which one? Which one is it?
The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh,
it's about like erasing memories and stuff like that. So that's not about that. But I want to invite people from. There's a couple things I'm going to talk to you about. But realize that as consciousness, you are greater than your physical form that you're expressing yourself through, and you're also greater than the environment that you have created to be in. So, you know, if you're in Boston right now, or, you know, if you're in Arizona, you can have your own internal experience of sunshine. You don't have to match the people around you. You don't have to match everybody else who's depressed about the weather. And so a very simple way to do that is to shift into a parallel universe where you're having a different experience. And it's as easy as sort of mentally changing lanes on the freeway. So if you think if you're driving down the freeway and you change lanes, you're having a different experience than the guy who's stuck behind the bus. You know, you're having a different experience than the people in the traffic jam because you have made a shift. And you can do that with parallel universes by just simply, you know, shifting from one foot to another, stepping from one side to another. You can even set this up that you experience different states by walking in and out of doorways. So that you can make it up whichever way. You can decide that I'm going to step through a doorway into an experience where I enjoy this weather, or I will step through a doorway where I'm not depressed by this weather. You know, I'm feeling joy regardless, kind of thing. So that's an example I have. Do you have any ideas of how
well,
to do stuff?
Well, you know, you were talking about that eternal flame, and I was picturing immediately the warmth of being inside oneself, the eternal flame of life. And focusing on feeling that flame and coming out of that root chakra area and just shifting focus and embracing the warmth that you find there. And you can look and see where that energy is going. Is that flame as bright as you'd like it to be? Is it too bright? Is it too big? And you can play with that with intention about where you feel your own warmth, and then picture yourself in different environments and see how it is to hold that same value of warmth. There was something else floating around in there that just disappeared. I think what I'm tracking is that it's how to feel good wherever you are, and mm-hmm. that using your environment as a way to explore and play within oneself. So if you are into experiencing something we might label as depression or sadness or whatever as a result of being in this internal space, physically also, to use that. And to notice being in heart space, stop the descent that seems to be happening or the information that seems to be gathering influence, and just go neutral to it and look at it. Give it, allow it the place and space to talk to you and do your internal work. Because for me, that weather is really saying, okay, it's dormant state still, right? Here on the West Coast, we might be feeling an early spring, but there, they're still getting time to look at what's beneath the surface and be snuggled in and notice what's happening.
Yes. And I had something else just popped into my head, which was how there's a technique for clearing cloud cover, but also how I notice that there'll be a collective focus can change things. So I've noticed, you know, here in the Seattle area, you know, if it snows, you know, we'll have this major snow day and it'll be melted off by noon. So,
yeah.
But I swear when my kid was in school, it's like we'd have these amazing snow days, and I'm sure it was just because he was so capable. He was capably creating. So all the kids on the East Coast cut it out. getting all these snow days. But so there's something about having a collective focus on changing something. But the trick to that is don't resist what is, because then when you create through resistance, you create the opposite of what you want. You know, it's
so
like
you're talking,
magnetic.
Yeah, you're talking about the martial artist, right, who takes what comes and uses it on itself as opposed to standing there and getting slapped with it.
Well, yes. Well, I'm talking about non-resistance, which is
definitely
that aspect. But you also think about when we do energy sessions, we don't focus on the illness. Because if we do that, if we focus on the diagnosis, then we're solidifying that as real, and it affects the ability to make something
different
occur.
Right.
So there's something about it's an art. It's a delicate fine line about shifting the focus. So one thing that that I picked up from our energy friend Jaden Phoenix was you can focus on clouds and clear the clouds, and you know, I had a really fun time. You know, I've done this a couple different times where you're staring at the clouds and you can make the cloud color change, and I did this once with a rainstorm back in the fall. There was like major thunderstorm going on, and I was in the car with my husband driving, and I was thinking, you know, when we get home, we have to walk the dog. And I she's not going to go outside in this kind of weather. And she's been inside for 14 hours. So, and so I focused on clearing the clouds over the north end of Tacoma. And by the time we got there, it was still sprinkling. But by the time we walked the dog, it had stopped raining and everything else was socked in. So what I invite people, if you're stuck in the, I'm very focused in the Northeast because most of my family is there right now. So, I mean, but if you're someplace, is to be playful about making changes, but you can playfully create through your focus a shift in the cloud cover, the shift in the weather. You can, you know, focus on sunlight increasing in your area or decreasing if you're having too much. It depends on where you are. But being playful about it is the most effective way to do it. Don't try to do it from a space of mastery or, you know, getting serious about it, because then you're just solidifying the opposite.
Right. And you just, and remember, it's all about co-creation. So you holding the intention and being one with the cloud, which is where you've got to start. You've got to be in it and of it and just feel how that can be different. And that's the skill set of getting out of your own sense and having that agenda. You're just looking to be one with the cloud. And what would it be like as it shifts and there it is and stuff happens? And so there are lots of people that do a lot of kind of weather magic. And so I've had people, I know of people that are really good at it, who've been in a hurricane and everything else was leveled and they weren't. Right. And for some reason, that field was strong enough in their intention and how they were using themselves as consciousness to affect a change in their immediate environment. And it wasn't because they didn't care about others. It was just that's where they were in that space. And, you know, we're all having our experience, and the weather and the earth is having its experience and the rhythms that are going on. And so if you take an attitude of playfulness, lots of things can happen. Why not? So all of this is about being okay where you find yourself and finding what peace you can in that and not attached. And going, well, what would it be like to have a nice rain day or a nice whatever it is? What is it that everyone who's in those places is being forced to look at? Now, they can or they might not, right? But it's all opportunities. And so the city gets to find out how good its services are, and people get to find out how dependent they are on different things. And there's information of all kinds that are available and are out there in the field that people can be playful with and become aware of. And maybe it's more about noticing how important your friends are and have you talked with them today? And, oh, how dependent I am upon the electrical power and the computer and that isolate. You know, I mean, there's all different kinds of ways to interpret stuff. So it's for each person to be present. Just notice what you're experiencing. And then you can notice your internal weather. And it's kind of like go to the Weather Channel and you can turn. They've always got something on there. And it's like, so maybe just picture a big screen in front of you with all these different pictures of weather and find one you like. And what would it be like to access that? And if you don't need to be in the physical reality, but you can be in the impressionable reality. So feel it impress upon you.
That's great. That's just great. That's a great suggestion.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, I'm sorry. Where I started shifting, I started floating along with what you were saying, and then I was thinking, oh, yeah, did we talk about not matching your circumstances and not matching everybody else? Because if you match the collective around you, then you'll have that collective experience, and if everybody around you is depressed and resisting the weather, then you're joining with them. But in order to have a different experience, whether or not you miraculously change so that Boston is the only city on the Northeast that's having 60 degree weather. Actually, that happens to be in Delaware right now. But you know, or you get to have internal sunshine regardless of what's going on the outside. It's like not matching the outside. So you started giving this great idea about, yeah, you know what? You could match the weather in Hawaii regardless of where you are. So that feels really, I like that feeling. That's a really
it's a pina colada kind of day, okay? And you can smell it and you can taste it and you can feel the gentle ocean breeze. And
give me a Mai Tai.
All right. I like a pina colada. And pick your drink, okay, everybody? We're telling you that... It's out there, and you're creating the reality you want to be in, your body wants to be in. And so and there's nothing wrong with being in snow, and nobody send me mail about that, okay? And especially if you're in it all the time. I have to ask you, why do you live there? Because that's a possibility. So, you know, we all got choice. You don't have to stay there if it bothers you. Or if you enjoy being bothered, and that's something we have, we can look at also.
Right. That's what you were suggesting, is enjoying what is what you were
enjoying
talking about.
What is, and enjoying being miserable, and enjoying whatever the state is. Give it your all, and then you can let it go, because everything's about attraction, right? And what are those? What is that vibrational flow? If you're into, you know, Abraham and vibration, and it's matching you. And so, what do you want to do with it? And you got so much collective power. There are lots of people in the world, but there's lots of people in the world who've never experienced snow. And there's lots of people who live in the snow and they don't question it. And maybe it's just how high it is this year. And lots of different experiences of being in hostile environments or nice environments that become seemingly hostile. Or, you know, there's all kinds of categories and definitions we can put to what is created by our weather. So, and if you're limited, then I don't think you have to be resigned to. I think what you want to do is be in a place of acceptance. And what would acceptance be? So for all of us, wherever you are, what if you had more acceptance about where you find yourself? And what would that feel like? And if you don't know what that would feel like, imagine what that would feel like. There you go. Because there's something to be said for the workout you get being in that snow. And there's something to be said for laying on the beach, you know.
And often when you accept something, you drop your resistance to it. So
yes.
You're no longer fighting it, and then it can transform.
Right. So let's just notice everyone. And then just notice that maybe the person next to you or whoever you might be thinking of, and just, well, what's their awareness? Maybe you talk to someone who's in a different location than you and having a different experience, and you felt something when you were talking with them that kind of made you feel something after you were hung up. And either you felt something that you liked, or you felt something you didn't recognize, or you felt something. And then you thought about it and kicked it out and went on your way. But, you know, now you have a cold. And why would you have a cold? Because someone at some place inside you said, oh, I'm cold. We do this all the time. We're just allowing ourselves to gain awareness of how we experience information. So it's whether we see it or hear it or feel it or just in that place of knowing. As consciousness, you're tracking all that. And maybe you're getting triggered. Now that happens a lot. You see something and you get triggered into a reaction as opposed to a response. So you don't have the time to make the distinction that you're being pushed into some experience. So just back it up. You know, it's kind of like I can see horses, you know, how they back up.
Right.
And just back the horse up from the edge.
Back that thing up.
Back it up. And just relax. There we go. There we go. Now, you've traveled the world, Joan.
Yes.
All right. So you've been in lots of different weather environments. So,
and I currently am right now. Okay. I'm planning this trip to Europe, and that covers four different countries, and Madrid, Spain, Germany, London, United Kingdom, and Sweden. And those are four vastly different, well, England and Germany are similar climates, but mm-hmm. Sweden and Madrid are completely opposite. And mm-hmm. I have been in those different climates while I'm planning this right now. Mm-hmm. So what was your question?
Well, I mean, it's just the awareness that your emotional integrity of development, because you were in lots of different countries as a child, are all those influences are active in you, and that they may be awake or unawake. And right. So you can get into a circumstance that feels like something familiar, that deja vu moment or whatever it is in reverse. Oh, I've been here before. And it's really this emotional connection, or it's this weather connection, or it's some kind of connection that's triggering these memories that and realities that you're in.
Right. For instance, Seattle has very British weather, and, you know, mm-hmm. it'll remind me of certain things. Yeah.
Hmm. So interesting. Okay. So let's see. Yeah, it's about being present for sure. Okay.
So it's...
Well, I'm... Yeah. What are you
feeling? Well, I'm noticing the shift. I'm also feeling that it's we're
probably
we're
coming time to come back out.
Come back out. We can still talk about stuff, but it's gives us a little bit of time before we have to go back out on the street, so to speak.
All right, everyone. So just notice and then come back in your awareness, come into that emotional space. Say a fond farewell to the beach or to the mountain or whatever the experience is. And it's still there, whether you're conscious of it or not. But hopefully you've allowed yourself to go someplace that makes you feel good about wherever you find yourself. So just bring your awareness back. Notice the emotional space now. Allow yourself to register the changes. Feel the relaxation. And if you can't articulate that, that's just perfectly fine. Just allow it to be different. And notice you come back into the room here and into the present time. And what you're aware of. Maybe it's body temperature. Maybe it's the light. What are the senses that are ringing your chimes? And just notice how good it is to feel alive. That in this moment you're in rhythm with the earth, wherever you are. Here we go. Yeah. There's a quiet to be found in heart space. There's a sacredness there. So just allow yourself to experience it. And this is what you do when you find yourself not feeling so perky wherever you are. Take the awareness, take the time to play with it. Get out of your emotional entanglements. Give it a rest in your thinking. And then just drop into heart-centered space and just look at what you notice there. There we go. And some may feel it as calm and too calm.
Exactly. so funny. We invite you to, you've come out of a heart space, but hold the good feeling about it. So continue to hold this good feeling as we go to commercial break, but stay tuned. We still have lots more to cover as we play with this whole topic of weather and consciousness.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm Joan Newcomb, along here with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading edge creators in the field of consciousness technology. And we've been talking about weather and consciousness and shifting our experience.
And there's a lot going on in there. Oh, I think we wanted to mention the full moon coming up here.
Yes, what I will refrain from howling.
Because part of the weather is what, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's like the moon influences the tides.
Yeah.
And people will be, you know, people who are school teachers, they know kids are going to bounce off the wall at the full moon. My husband works up at a facility for developmentally disabled people. And I tell you, it's his staff, his building staff, that bounces off the wall during the full moon. So we're coming, and it's a powerful full moon. It's also, it's a month before an eclipse, and we've got more to talk about that coming up. But there's a lot of stuff going on this month, as well as this moon. So fasten your seatbelts. It is a really big month of transformation. Lots of intensity, lots of changes, opening doors, things blowing up, surprising happenings, and also things coming to an end of a cycle that's been like 2 to 4 years long. It's been amazing.
So you might all be feeling that in some way, and we all are in some way, and it's just on the level of awareness that is at. So that's that collective experience and the environmental experience and all the different forces at play, which don't have to mean anything in your reality. And you can go about and have your reality. And then when you're not happy in your reality, you might check in and go, maybe there's some things out there that I'm noticing that I'm not aware that I'm noticing. So that's what we offer. Go to heart space, be there, look at what's getting in your face. And the most stunning cloud formation has formed that I can see through the window, Joan, in the time we've been talking. And it's like very unusual. So we're doing a good job here. Something's happening.
Yes. And you know, the thing with astrology is it is energetic weather. And just like, you know, there's a weather forecast for rain or for snow or whatever, you can have your own unique experience within it. And you can choose to leave the house. You can choose not to leave the house. People around you can be affected by Mercury retrograde, and you can have a different experience, so to speak. Mercury retrograde's over with now, but as just an example that a lot of people know about. So, as consciousness, you can have a more expanded experience of reality, and that's really what we're all about on this show.
I think what it's important is to understand how connected you are to everything, right? On the level that we're talking about is consciousness, we're all one. There is no difference. There is not the difference between you and I in the matrix that we appear as self. And so there are no limits. There are no boundaries. It's just potential out there. And however you bring those forces together in your matrix of being is unique to you. So allow the influences that you prefer. Let go of those that don't serve you. And let's just get on board with enjoying life wherever we find ourselves. I think that's the key, right? Yeah. There's no need to feel bad, people. Right. I'm going to say that really loud, no matter what it is out
you
there.
You can be happy.
Be. It's whether it's the light bulb that you go buy, if you can get out of your house to buy it, that's the full spectrum light bulb.
Yes.
Or just your inner radiance. And there you go. So there's that internal flame in there, and just pump up the internal flame. The internal eternal flame. There you go. Yeah. Or is it the internal external? I don't know. I don't want to go there. So
and you know, so we want to remind some folks of things that we have coming up for us, and also that you can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and join the group and join the fun. You can also find us on Twitter at Joan and Janet, and just keep up to date on all the new things that are happening. And Janet and I both post our weekly writings. We have completely different things that we write about during the week, mm-hmm. as well as special mm-hmm. stuff coming up. And you have something special giving away on your website, right?
Yeah, you can get $25 off your first session with me if you sign up for the weekly email. I love how you called it an essay. You know, those blog writings really, you know, can mine certainly get to be a little bit longer than just highlight moments. And I know you have a lot of content in yours also. And essays really calls on that tradition of the writer. And it's nice to hear that, because blog, what is that? You know, it doesn't have any resonance to it for me.
It's true. You know, I mean, my essays usually about 400 words at the most, but the topics are deep. And mm-hmm. same thing with you. It's like listening to the show it's not a superficial thing. You know, mm-hmm. there's space, but it's because we've gone deep in that space.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's your website. And by the way, my website, joan-newcomb.com. And I have a special running this month that if you book a session with me, you can get one of my books for free. So you can go to joan-newcomb.com and find out more about that.
And you can get those top 10
yes.
tips for enjoying life, but not including and not limited to the following 28, because you see, I write essays. So I allow myself to sit and allow stuff to flow. I allow stuff to show up. And I call it stuff because, you know, you put something down and then you kind of cycle through it and you find these themes showing up. And what I have started to do on mine is I started to highlight cliff notes out of my writing. So when you look at it, the big print is what catches your eye, and there's always a story that's in there of what you want to focus on. So I invite you to look at that and see how you feel it's working for you. So anything else we got this time, Joan, or we're just going to sit here and enjoy the weather?
Whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot?
Yeah.
I did Google that. It actually is a British children's poem. It's whether
it
the weather be fine. Yes.
Okay, so repeat it again, because everybody, this is, see how it hits you it, now.
It's actually, whether the weather be fine or whether the weather be not, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not.
So, the accent always helps, doesn't it?
Now,
yes.
Now. Are you right. Sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Yeah,
so actually, I suppose what we're doing now is we are closing for the day.
Yes. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to the next time.
Right. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm Joan Newcomb, and
I was Janet Barrett. So I'll still be Janet Barrett, but
I'll be multitude people after
yes.
this. We'd all like right. to thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
Take care, everyone.
You You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.